Chapter 13. They took me to the Chicago Division of the Federal Bureau of Investigation on Roosevelt. A crowd of reporters was outside the place and immediately started screaming questions and snapping pictures as I was taken from the car and half-carried into the building by a couple of patrolmen. None of the feds said anything to the cameras, but Rudolph paused long enough to confirm that an investigation into the explosion was ongoing and that several persons of interest were being detained and that the good people of Chicago had nothing to fear, yada, yada, yada. A slender little guy in a fed suit with fish-white skin and ink-black hair strolled by Rudolph, put an arm around the other man's shoulder in a comradely fashion, and almost hauled him off his feet and away from the reporters. Rudolph sputtered, but Slim gave him a hard look, and Rudy subsided. I remember stumbling through a checkpoint and an elevator, and then being plopped down into a chair. Slim took the cuffs off my wrists. I promptly folded my arms on the table in front of me and put my head down. I don't know how long I was out, but when I came to, a rather stiff, dour-looking woman was shining a pen light into my eyes. "No evidence of concussion," she said. "Normal response. I think he's just exhausted." Slim stood at the door to the little room, which had a single conference table, several chairs, and a long mirror on the wall. Rudolph was standing there with him, a young-looking man in a suit more expensive than his pay grade, with dark, insanely neat hair and an anxious hunch to his shoulders. "He's faking it," Rudolph insisted. "He wasn't out of our sight for more than a few minutes. How could he have worked himself into exhaustion in that time, huh? Without sweating? Not even really breathing hard? He's dirty. I know it. We shouldn't have given him an hour to come up with a story." Slim eyed Rudy without any expression showing on his lean, pale face. Then he looked at me. "I guess that makes you good cop," I said. Slim rolled his eyes. "Thanks, Ross." The woman took a stethoscope from around her neck, gave me a look full of disapproval, and left the room. Slim came over to the table and sat down across from me. Rudolph moved around to stand behind me. It was a simple psychological ploy, but it worked. Rudolph's presence, out of my line of sight, was an irritant and a distraction. "My name is Tilly," said Slim. "You can call me Agent Tilly, or Agent, or Tilly, whatever you're most comfortable with." "Okay, Slim," I said. He inhaled and exhaled slowly. Then he said, "Why didn't you just answer the door, Mr. Dresden? It would have been a lot easier for all of us." "I didn't hear you," I said. "I was asleep down in the sub-basement." "Bullshit," said Rudolph. Slim looked from me to Rudy and back. "Asleep, huh? I'm a heavy sleeper," I said. "Keep a pad underneath one of the tables in the lab. Snooze down there sometimes, nice and cool." Slim studied me for another thoughtful minute. Then he said, "Nah, you weren't asleep down there. You weren't down there at all. There was no open space large enough to have hidden you in that sub-basement. You were somewhere else." "Where?" I asked him. "I mean, not like it's a big apartment. Living room, bedroom, bathroom, sub-basement. You found me on the floor in the sub-basement, which only has one entrance. Where else do you think I was? You think I just appeared out of thin air?" Slim narrowed his eyes, then he shook his head and said, "I don't know. Seen a lot of tricks. Saw a guy make the Statue of Liberty disappear once." I spread my hands. "You think I did it with mirrors or something?" "Could be," he said. "I don't have a good explanation for how you showed up all of a sudden, Dresden. I get grumpy when I don't have good explanations for things. Then I go digging until I come up with something." I grinned at him. I couldn't help it. "I was asleep in my lab. Woke up when you guys started twisting my arms. You think I came out of a secret compartment so well hidden that nobody found it in a full sweep of the room? Or maybe I appeared out of thin air. Which of those stories do you think will make more sense to the judge in the civil suit I bring against the CPD in the Bureau, yours or mine?" Slim's expression turned sour. Rudolph abruptly appeared to my right and slammed a fist down on the table.
"Tell us why you blew up the building, Dresden!"
I burst out laughing. I couldn't help it. I didn't have a whole lot of energy, but I laughed until my stomach was shaking. "I'm sorry," I said a moment later.
I'm sorry. It was just so...
I shook my head and tried to get myself under control.
Rudolph, said Slim, get out.
You can't order me out. I'm a duly appointed representative of the CPD and a member of this task force.
You're useless, unprofessional, and impeding this deposition, Slim said, his tone flat.
He turned his dark eyes to Rudolph and said, get out.
Slim had a hell of a glare. Some men do. They can look at you and tell you, without saying a word, that they are perfectly capable of doing violence and willing to demonstrate it. That look doesn't convey any particular single emotion, nor anything that can easily be put into words. Slim didn't need any words. He stared at Rudolph with some faint shadow of old death himself in his eyes and did nothing else. Rudolph flinched. He muttered something about filing a complaint against the FBI and left the room. Agent Tilly turned back to me. His expression softened briefly into something almost resembling a smile, and he said, did you do it? I met his eyes for a second and said, no. Tilly pursed his lips, then he nodded his head several times and said, okay. I lifted my eyebrows, just like that? I know when people lie, he said simply. And that's why this is a deposition, not an interrogation?
It's a deposition because Rudolph lied his ass off when he fingered you to my boss, Tilly said. Now I've seen you for myself, and Bomber doesn't fit on you.
Why not?
Your apartment is one big pile of disorganized clutter. Disorganized bomb makers don't have much of a life expectancy.
My turn.